Coach Quintero, Coach John Quintero, joining Gwen and Chris. It felt like not too long ago you were sitting in this chair right next to me, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. We had a good time this week. A couple of good shows. And, Chris, glad you got back from Wyoming without too much of a problem. I've made that trek more than one time, and to get out of Laramie sometimes can be a little bit difficult.
Yeah, and no fun after you get beat, too, and then have to go fly through the cold to get back. But it's always, I don't care what road trip I've ever gone on, I always know that I get to come back to San Diego.
Yeah.
It's a big advantage. Big advantage.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Coaches,
I got to tell you guys a funny story real quick about one time I was broadcast and I'd done the TV game and I had to do a two-hour radio show after an Aztec win on a Monday night. And Dave Marcus, the great Padre
engineer,
and I, we walked out about 11 o'clock at night. And we had a rental car. Well, the unfortunate thing, while we were in the arena, it snowed, and we didn't have one of those clickers on our keychain that would help us find our car. And we were out there with our bags and arms and trying to pull things off, you know, knock the snow off to find our rental car. And fortunately, we finally found it. But it was it was something else. I got to tell you, we were a little concerned, to say the least.
Those people that deal with the weather, I feel for them. Sorry.
Right.
All right, Coach.
Oh, no question.
Lolita's has been serving the best Mexican food in San Diego since 1984. We were just talking about 1984. Year the Padres went to the World Series. Time to talk a little high school sports, thanks to our friends at Lolita's. Coach, we're knee-deep into basketball season now, and give us a little update on what's happening around town.
Well, you know, over the holidays, there was a lot of great tournaments, no question about it. And, you know, I was, you know, we were pretty busy doing talk shows and that. Really didn't get out to see a whole lot, but certainly heard about a lot of great performances. And, you know, this week our girls' winner was Mackenzie Curtis. She's only a sophomore basketball player out at El Capitan High School, and she put on a tremendous performance. She led her team to a title in the Sweetwater New Year's Classic with a win over Rancho Bernardo in the championship game, 46-36. And on the year, she's averaging 30.5 points a ball game and 10.5 rebounds per game. And the great thing about this young lady, and again, she's only a sophomore, doesn't only score, she also gets her teammates involved. She averages over 5 assists per game and stealing, plays a little defense, averaging over 6 steals per game. So Mackenzie Curtis is this week's girls Lolita student athlete of the week, and again from El Capitan High School. And then we got a wrestler, we got a grappler, a real good one out of Rancho Bernardo High School, Nicholas Rizzo. He was competing in the 132-pound weight division of the Mission Hills Invitational, and he won all 4 of his matches. And he won all 4 by pins, and he ended up being selected the tournament's most valuable wrestler. So congratulations to Nicholas Rizzo, a senior wrestler at Rancho Bernardo High School, and Mackenzie Curtis, sophomore basketball player at El Capitan High School. And there were some incredible performances, really, in a variety of different sports this week. I was looking at girls' water polo. I was looking at girls' wrestling. And, you know, we name 2 per week, but, you know, we could name 5 or 6 very easily.
Coach, I love the way you do that. You doesn't just go to hoops automatically.
No, he doesn't go to the major sports.
He does. I mean, he gets his hoops in there.
He doesn't.
But he gives all the kids
some
consideration. You know what you do not give any consideration to, though, Coach? And I'd like to see if I can get this changed. Since I have you on the air right now.
Referees?
Yeah, I think we had to have a referee basketball official of the week. Is there any way I can get that done? Do I have to talk to the ownership at Lolita's? What do I have to do to get a little recognition for the officials?
Well, I think there's 2 things we can do for the officials. Number 1, we can get a sponsor to give out that award. and number 2, you know, I've spoken at quite a few official banquets over the year, whether it be football officials, basketball officials, baseball.
Yep.
You know, we love those guys and girls that are out there officiating, because I'll tell you what, you know, I started doing this high school stuff back in 1990 was the first year, so we're approaching, you know, 30 years right now. There were about 52 or 54 high schools. We got well over 100 high schools now. And when you've got all these different teams and different sports, you got to find people that are going to go out and officiate. And I give all those people, they take a lot of crap on a Wednesday night or a Friday night or whenever they're officiating. But I'll tell you what, if you don't have them, you're not going to have a ball game. And there's great officials. There's some that are good. There's some mediocre. But you know what? They sacrifice just like the coaches,
yeah,
like the players, and everybody else, because driving through traffic in our town now is not easy to get to a 3 o'clock ball game if you're umpiring, or a football game if you're trying to get through Friday traffic to get from one end of the county to the other because you've got an assignment for a JV and varsity game. So I salute all the officials in all the sports.
Very well done, Coach. You couldn't have said it any better.
Coach, I want to ask you about some of the men's basketball teams out here, our boys' basketball teams. What are some of the top teams in our county this year?
Well, I think you got to start with Mission Bay. Now, they got beat the other night in a heck of a ball game down there at St. Augustine. St. Augustine got them, and I would imagine St. Augustine, going to be right there at the number one team again this week. But Mission Bay's got that kid, Boogie Ellis, who signed with Krzyzewski and going to go to Duke. He's a heck of a player. But St. Augustine's got a real good team. Torrey Pines has got a real good team. Foothills Christian's got a good ball club. Those are probably the top four right now. I think La Jolla Country Day's doing a good job. And Santa Fe Christian, they've got a good ball club this year. So there are five, six teams that are pretty good. And I think when you get to the end of the year, you're going to, in Division I, Division II, Division III, there's going to be some pretty good competitive playoffs this year in basketball.
All right, one last thing on officials, Coach, just for laughs. Just for laughs.
Okay.
Let's leave basketball officials out of it. The best officials in any high school sport, probably in college too, in my mind, are the guys and gals who do wrestling officiating. Have you ever seen them get down on the mat, the officials, and kind of spin around and then get the hand in there to see if the guy's shoulder is pinned or not? Some of these officials are classic. I mean, honestly, no one out there has ever thought, hey, I'm going to go to a high school wrestling meet. But I'm telling you what, if you want to get some laughs, go out to a good high school wrestling meet sometime and watch some of these officials handle one of those matches, Coach. I don't know even how you describe what these folks have to do to officiate wrestling.
Well, I think one thing, you got to figure out how when the points are being scored, because one guy will think he's getting points, the other guy will say, no, you're not getting points, and the official wave his arm in the air and say 2 points and point to the scorer's table. You know, I went out to that event here a couple of, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago that was on the Midway. Stanford and Fresno State. I went out there that night. You know, I mean, I don't know much about wrestling, but I thought it was a great event to go to, and I'm glad I went to it. I'll go to it again next year. But I would encourage anyone, if you like athletics, you can go and have fun at any of them. But high school wrestling, there's some great wrestlers. I mean, we can talk about Poway and Rancho Bernardo, and those are two of the top programs. Poway's been one of the top programs in the state of California for over 35 years,
yeah.
And now they've got a new head coach, Wayne Brandstetter, finally hung it up. But his name is on that program. And Rancho Bernardo, we gave it to Nicholas Rizzo today. They got a great program. There are a lot of great programs in this county, wrestling-wise. But you want to do something a little bit different and have some fun, go to a high school wrestling match. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Oh, you definitely will enjoy it. And if you don't like the wrestling, like I said, watch the officials. They are hilarious.
Oh, they're good, man. They're dynamic.
Dynamic. Good word, Coach. All right, what's coming up in the high school world in the next couple of weeks? Anything we got to be looking forward to?
Nothing. Just I think next Friday night I'm going to go over my alma mater. I haven't seen Torrey play. They're playing their rival next Friday night, La Costa Canyon. And they're playing a little bit better. I guess they've had a bunch of injuries from what I understand.
That's what Scraby said as an excuse. Scraby was using that. Scraby was using the injuries as an excuse for LCC.
That's what I heard. I've heard that they've had a lot of injuries. They're playing a little bit better, so that's always a fun game. So I'm going to go up there next Friday night. I think I'm going to probably go pick my granddaughter up at volleyball tonight. I'm going to come home and watch the second half of that Lakers game, see if they can get a win on the road up in Utah tonight.
Yes, indeed, Coach. I'll be right there watching with you.
You know where I'm going tomorrow night, you guys? You know where I'm going tomorrow night, right?
Where?
I'm going to the Seals game.
Oh, that's right.
Are you? Yeah, aren't you like the honorary captain tomorrow night?
No, I'm gonna. Me and my son-in-law, we're gonna go down there and take a look at this thing. I'm looking forward to it. I've never seen a box lacrosse. So I'm gonna go down there and hopefully they get a good crowd for their first ball game, and we'll have a good time down there tomorrow night.
Nobody supports San Diego sports like
Nobody.
The coach John Quintero, and San Diego doesn't support anybody like the coach John Quintero. So it's a back and forth love affair. Coach, great stuff as always. We'll catch up to you next week on the Lolita's High School Report. Thanks.
All right, you guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
All right,
you
Coach.
Too. And Coach will be in next week for a couple of programs as well.